Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the 67th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. PR and marketing laws, rule number 16. The ladder. Yes, not the scale, but the ladder. I don't know about you, but I find fascinating how a brand forged this path into the consumer's subconscious. And this is what we're talking about today. This principle is exactly the law of ladder, how a brand really gets ingrained in your brain. If you think quickly about the best brands for, let's say, running shoes, you might say Nike, so any big brands, champagne, luxury watches, or electric cars. I'm sure you will be thinking about names that appear at the top of these ladder. But, you know, being second or in third position isn't always a disadvantage. Why? Because it's very possible to take advantage of these second, third place, or not even being in the top 10 sometimes. You can make millions, right? But knowing how these brands are ingrained in the the brain of your potential clients is an advantage. Your resources will be better invested if you concentrate on what makes you stand out. What are the differences between you and them? Even the top one on the ladder. It's always interesting to see and look at how they manage to become first in the world, right? And being first or biggest might be good, but sometimes being the best can also, or being green today, might be very, very profitable. So the brain is selective and will accept or reject certain information based on what? On this ladder. That ladder that exists already in the consumer's mind. If new information doesn't align with their beliefs, let's say you believe that Budweiser is the best beer in the world, any other information that might come your way will be simply rejected because this is what you are believing. For example, anti-vaxxers will refuse any scientific information proving that vaccines are effective, even if they have like this crazy scientific study. If they've chosen to believe that they're not effective and they're anti-vaccine, they will reject all information coming their way. So do you know where do you fall on the consumer ladder? It also depends widely on the interests consumers have in your product. These ladder are really crazy example, of course, but they are for products that are highly consumed, like beer, toothpaste, cars, hygiene products are some of the goods that do interest consumers. Why? Because they buy those very often and they can therefore be found on this ladder. For example, my mother, she swears by Mr. Clean for her floors and bathroom. There's absolutely no point in showing her this beautiful new organic products that are just as effective. No, she wouldn't even try them. We often talk about the top three, top five, or even top 10 best products. And according to certain studies, human brain, will retain, remember, seven brands at the most, plus or minus two. I believe five is a good number, and three. Probably three is the easiest for all of us, depending if you are smarter than me. And you probably have heard about this study, like marketing specialists often talk about this study by George A. Miller, psychologist from the Harvard University, who did a study on our human brains and how many brands we will remember. So that's him that says 7 ± 2. And so let's have fun, because I don't know if you're like me. I love these lists, and I play with those and love to mention those and talk about those with my staff. So let's have fun a little bit. So top 10, okay, top 10 of the biggest brands in the world. Which one is number one? Apple, followed by Amazon. Number 3, Microsoft. Number 4, Google. Number 5, Samsung. 6, Coca-Cola. Toyota. Mercedes. 9, McDonald's. 10, Disney. I'm wondering why Facebook is not there, but well... Top 5 of car brands. Which one is number 1? Yes, of course, Toyota, followed by Lexus. Number 3, Kia. Number 4, Audi. Number 5, BMW. And just the last one, just for fun. What are the most influential luxury brands of all time? Which one is number 1, you think? I'm sure you know. Yes, of course, Louis Vuitton, followed by Chanel, Hermès, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, Burberry, Dior, Saint Laurent, Prada. Not a top 10 on French brands, but almost. I think I haven't counted, but there's about, 7 French brands in there for sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 6 out of 10. I'm sure French are probably like the most influential in the luxury world. They are really succeed. They're really smart at making these brands and at keeping them alive too. And as with all the other laws, we're talking about the laws of the law of ladder today. This is a very interesting rule. The important thing is to know they exist and that they influence consumers' mind. Of course, it's quite possible not to be at all in the top 7 or top 10 and still do well and make millions. Several cleaning product brands have gained market share by quickly starting over, you know, they were really good at making greener product faster than all these giants, right? We've also seen other names hit the spotlight, you know, despite a long way from this brand ladder. This is why when you travel, I don't know if you're like me, I love going into supermarkets or pharmacies and look at local brands, because sometimes, you know, you discover brands that you know they're not known in your country but are very successful in their own country. I love that. So by improving how we define consumers' behavior, us as a public relation agency, we can gain visibility for our clients. And this is knowing this is when we can be really smart and tell the story of our clients in a certain way. Especially for we have clients that are so clever right now. Love working for those brands. For example, we have a vegan running shoe company. Super smart product. I love all their publicity materials. So for us, it's really fun to promote them and tell their story to the press. We also have a winter coat that's 100% vegan. Imagine that. And this is a huge brand. So we can really take advantage of it to create an effective public relation campaign for them. Why? Because journalists just love to talk about new and upcoming brands. Know that too. Especially if you're local, that's a plus. So PR can be super highly effective to climb the brand ladder. Yeah, you can start with PR. It's not as expensive as publicity. So PR, first of all, will help you tell your story to journalists and influencers. We know how to get yourself known by these people, journalists and influencers who share your values. And know that an article, now that's the third very important point, will significantly really have an impact on your search engine optimization, your famous SEO, my friend. Yes. So voilà. I don't know if you love to play with these top 3, 4, 5, 10. as I do. Hope you've enjoyed this episode and that you that it made you think. I know that myself, when I listen to some podcasts, I always have ideas for my own company. So hopefully this is what it's doing for you. And if you want to know about our free trainings or other trainings coming up, please get on our list, netapr.com. There's also a free consultation possible. If the link is not clickable, you can send me an email, nada@netapr.com. I love to hear from you. Many of you have reached out. I love to hear about what's happening in your company. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode and that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.